There's a fascinating Teshuvas HaRamah. The Teshuvas HaRamah discusses the entire concept of Dinei Mamonos and the halachas that apply, because we know one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim, that the Akum are also obligated to follow Dinim Beit Adam L'Chaveri. The Ramah quotes a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav. Tana Rabbanim, Sheva Mitzvahs Nitztava B'nei Noach. The Zayim Mitzvahs that the B'nei Noach were obligated in. Dinim, Ubrichas Hashem, Avodah Zorah, Gila Rais, Vishvichas Tomim, Gezel, Ve'eva Menachai. Menani Mili, asked the Gemara, how do we know that they were obligated in Dinim? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Om Mekrov, Yitzav Hashem, Elokim, Elodom, Leimor, Mekol Eitz Hagan, Oichol Toichol. Yitzav, Elu Hadinim. Vekenu Oimer, Kiedatev Lemana, Shiyitzave Esponov. Avram Avinu also told his children that they have to learn how to live ben odom lechaveri. He also Yitzchak Tani Ipcha v'yitzav z'avodah zorah elokim zudinim. So we have a very fundamental machloikus. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak, which word of this pasuk is the pasuk that teaches us the din, the mitzvahs b'nei noach, the din of dinim. Rabbi Yochanan learns it from the word v'yitzav, and Rabbi Yitzchak learns it from the word elokim zudinim, the ksiv nikra of balabayis elokim. So the Ramah and the Tshuva, it's interesting what the Tshuva is about. The Tshuva is about, apparently in those days, printing sforim was very expensive. And there was someone, a Jew, who had partnered with a non-Jew to remain a Padua, had partnered with a non-Jew to print the Rambam. And then there was another non-Jew who went and printed the Rambam, and obviously caused a tremendous financial loss to the Marami Padua. And the question was, where should this din Torah, this copyright infringement case be brought? And the Ramah wants to make an argument. He actually makes four arguments. It's not the subject of our shiurim, that this case should be brought to a Beis Din. Why? Because he wants to say, going back to the Gemara that we just quoted, that the machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak is that Rabbi Yochanan, who learns the word v'yitzav, the dinim amechuyivin, the akam amechuyivin dinim, from the word v'yitzav, that it's not something that's specifically connected to Elohim, to God. They have to live in a world of order. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak, who learns it from the word Elohim, wants, and moreover, what's Rabbi Yochanan's raya? Rabbi Yochanan's raya is from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was before the Torah was given. On the other hand, Rabbi Yitzchak, who learns it from Elohim, learns that the same way that we're obligated in Dinim, so too are Akum obligated in Dinim. And Ramah wants the Paskin that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yitzchok, and therefore they're more paskins that the halacha is like Rabbi Yitzchok, and if there's a din Torah that apply, if there's a case that applies to Akum, it too should be brought to Beis Din. What is the basis, one could suggest, of the machloikus here? Really, it goes to a deeper machloikus. There's a machloikus, Rambam and Ramban. What is the halacha of din? So the Rambam, in Perek Tes of halacha, Perek Tes, halacha Yudalad and Hilchos Melachim, teaches us. V'ketzad mitzuvah heina al adinim. How are the akim mechuyiv and dinim? Chayovim lahushiv dayonim v'shoiftim b'kol plach u'plach. They're obligated to establish courts in every city. The Ramban disagrees, and he says that dinim, that the akam amchuyiv is avatsivaisom, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told the akam, that just like he told Klal Yisrael, he told the akam, b'dinei geneva v'ainov v'oishik v'schar, all the dinim that we have to have about cheating and stealing and treating workers properly, all of these halachas apply to Akum as much as they apply to Yisrael. So whenever I learn this machloikis of the Rambam and the Ramban, I have a hard time understanding the Rambam. The Ramban is very understandable. That when Chazal said that Akam amchuy, when the Torah says, as we learned in the Gemara, that the Akam amchuy and dinim, when the Torah says it's just like we have the halachas that we learned above a kamba, a mitzvah, a basra, they apply to Akam as well. But what is the Rambam saying? That they have to have courts in every city, in every town. The machloikus in Rambam and Ramban is the machloikus perhaps of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak. What is the obligation of dinim that apply by Akum? The Rambam says that the dinim of the Akum are not the same dinim of Jews. And since the dinim of Akum are not the same dinim as Jews, they just, what the Torah wants is that there should be civil order. How is civil order established? By having a system of justice, courts and police, etc. The Ramban takes it a step further. The Ramban paskins like Rabbi Yitzchak that the obligation of dinim by Akum is that they have the same rules as we do, and therefore there are more paskins that you should have a, that if there's a case that applies to Akum, it should be brought to Beis Din, because their halachas are equal to our halachas. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tezayin, Simen Nun Hei, and in Chelek Yud Gimel, the end of Simen Kuf Hei, clearly seems to take the opinion that we don't paskin like the Ramah. And certainly the halachas that of dinim apply to Akum have different rules that they apply to us. They have to have a system of dinim, but even though they have to have a system of dinim, that system of dinim is a dinim for them, not dinim for us. And he says two rais. He says, we say every morning, Torah tziva lanu Moshe mirosha kihilas Yaakov. The Torah is a Yerusha to us. It's not a Rusha to the Akum. And therefore, what are we saying is that there's a Torah for Klal Yisrael and there's a Torah for Akum. Another raya is as the Gemara in many different places, specifically in the Masechtas that we've been learning, teaches us Dina the Machusa Dina. Dina the Machusa Dina teaches us that there are laws of the land. If all of law is based on the Torah, not just for Yisrael, but for Akum as well, why would there be a need for a concept of Dina the Machusa Dina? According to Ramah, shouldn't we follow the law of the land? Shouldn't that law of the land apply to the Akum equally to us? Why is there a separate concept of Dina the Machusa Dina? It must be, says Tzitz Eliezer, that even though Akum were mitzuvah ala dinim, they're not the same dinim as we have. And therefore, some halacha l'maisa. There are two tshuvas that I saw in the Shavu Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas. One is in Chelek Dalet Simen Reish Yud Gimel. He discusses if somebody's called to jury duty, what should he do? So he says, if somebody's called to jury duty, he should certainly try to avoid being part of a case that involves capital punishment, because a case that involves capital punishment, as we quoted in our previous year for Ramosha, may not be something that follows what we as Jews are allowed to do. He should not participate as a juror, certainly in a case that is between Jews. For as we know, Jews, Eila Mishpatim, Ashatosim Ufneim, Jews are only allowed to attend a case in Beis Din. They're not allowed to go to court. The only cases that he suggests one could participate is in a situation where there's a case of Dine Mominus between Akum, or the way we're learning now, even between an Akum and a Jew, and moreover, or if it's a case that involves the law of the land, a parking ticket, that's something where a Jew could participate as a juror. Other situations, he should not participate. And in a tshuva, in Chelek Zayin, Simen Reish Nun Hei, he also discusses if one is allowed to be a lawyer. And he says if one is allowed to be a lawyer, the tshuva is actually addressed to a religious lawyer, but he makes it very clear that even though he's allowing a Jew to be a lawyer, the Jew has to be careful that he can't take on cases that involve one Jew suing another Jew outside a Beis Din. And as we talk some halacha l'maisa, a Jew is not allowed to go to non-Jewish court. And even in a situation where they're going to Paskin, which is hard to understand how that would be, but he's going to, the court has decided to Paskin according to Jewish law, one may not go there. As the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chavov Sif Aleph teaches us, Os Lodin B'fnei Dayani Akum, one may not go in front of Dayani Akum V'akoshelhem, and in their courts, a filu v'din shadonim b'dinei Yisrael, even if they passed in like we do, v'afilu nisratzu shnei balei dinim lodim b'fneim, even if both litigants have agreed to go there for a case, also, v'kol adbo lodim b'fneim harei ze rasha, and if somebody does go there, he's a rasha, ki l'chir v'gideh v'chirim b'yad Torah Moshe. He went against the word of Moshe. And the Chazon Ish says that there's no greater Chil Hashem than going to non-Jewish court. Even though, as we quoted a few minutes ago, there's a concept of Dina de Machusa Dina, there's a concept of Hakel that we learn very often, of Hakel Kaminik HaMedina. Many times when we learned in Am Masechta about Shutfim and workers and tenants, the Mishnah said Hakel Kaminik HaMedina. So the Poskim explain that Hakel Kaminik HaMedina doesn't mean that if there's a case between two Jewish litigants, it should go to not to secular court. Hakel Kaminik HaMedina means that the Beis Din should paskin where according to the Minhag HaMedina. And of course it's important to point out that even when we say that Hakel Kaminik HaMedina, or we say Dina de Malchusa Dina, it can never be in a situation where it goes against to what the Torah wants. Why did Chazal, why was the Torah so concerned about us going to secular court? Because a Jew has to be servant to Hashem and to the halachas of Torah. By going to secular court, you're showing that it's not the Torah that leads your life. It's other things that lead your life. It's not that you're following the Rots and Hashem. And there is no greater Avera than Chil Hashem, of showing that our lives are not lives of Derech Hashem, which are expounded by the Talmidei Chachamim and the Rabbanim who sit in the Beis Din. Of course, even though we're saying that one should always go to Beis Din, certainly in certain situations where the Beis Din doesn't have the authority to deal with situations, and if you won't go to Beis Din, a person can be in danger. Certainly, if somebody sees someone who's in danger, where somebody's coming to steal from him, or more than that, or worse than that, where a person is in physical danger, that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go to the authorities. You should go to the authorities under those circumstances. However, but if somebody has a din Torah, Eila Mishpatim Asher Tasu Lefneihem, Lefneihem, the Torah says Lefneihem, we only could go to the, to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Beis Din, V'loi Lefnei, V'loi Lefnei HaKadosh. But it's interesting. Our Mishnah, as we began this series of shiurim, said, "Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Haroitz Shiachim Yaskim B'dinim Mamnis, Shein Lacha Mektzoy B'Toyr Gol Mehem, Vein Kamein Hanoveya, Haroitz Shiachim B'dinim Mamnis Yishamnis Shishim Benonis." So in our shiurim, we've been focusing mostly on the first part of the statement, "Haroitz Shiachim Yaskim B'dinim Mamnis." What is the Mishnah also trying to teach us when it says, "V'roitz Shiyasim B'dinim Mamnis, Yishamnis Hashem V'Nanis"? It's coming to teach us that a person shouldn't think, "Well, I'm going to sit and learn, and if I'm going to sit and learn, Yasim B'dinim Mamnis, I will become a Chacham." What's critical also is to have a Rebbe. You have to have a Rebbe like Benanis. And if you have a Rebbe like Benanis, then you will be able to grow in learning. The Shem Shmuel says, what is the difficulty in dealing mumnus? The Shem Shmuel explains that to determine the difference between Tameh and Tahor is fairly easy. But when you have two Jews standing in front of you with a dentira, so it's both good, and now you have to decide who should be the one that I should pass in like. For that, you have to have tremendous siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, that flama tes on the base, says, Al tikri v'netmeisim bom, elo v'netamtem bom. From there we learn that if somebody eats food that's not kosher, chas v'sholem, v'netamtem bom, he becomes v'tumtem, his neshama can't grow. Say to Mepharshim that it's not only if someone eats food that's not kosher, but it's the same if somebody is not careful in his business dealings with others, also v'netamtem bom. He can't, if the money that he has, he didn't get honestly, he can't grow. If we want to become Talmidei Chachamim, if we want to have children Talmidei Chachamim, Yasik B'dinei Mamnes, then you have to learn the Dinei Mamnes. And if you learn Dinei Mamnes, then you will have honest money. And if you have honest money, you will have honest children. And you will be honest, and you will be able to become Chacham Talmidei Chachamim. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Laflamer Aleph teaches us, the pasuk says V'hoyes Amunas Itecha Yeshuas Chachma. So he says the Gemara says Amunas is Seyd Zroyim, Yeshuas is Seyd Nezakim, Chachma is Seyd Kutshim. Ask the Chasam Sofer. Here our Mishnah teaches us Haroitz Lahachkim Yasek B'dinei Mamnes. So it seems that Seyd Nezakim should be called Chachmas. Yet the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that Kotshim is considered Chachma. Says the Chasam Sofer, how could a person become a Chachma? How could a person come to Kotshim, to be a Kadosh, to be what he's supposed to be? That's only if Yasek B'dinei Mamnes. If a person learns these Masechtas, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. And as we quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman at the beginning of our series of Shurim, he realizes that everything comes from Hashem. He becomes, as we've learned in the Shurim, an Eved Hashem in his business dealings. Then that person will become, his Chachma will lead him to Kodshim. He will become a Kaddish. His life will be a life of Kedusha. His life will be a life of Kiddush Hashem.